They fake it to him. Spate gets the throw away. Intercepted. And another pick six for the Ohio State defense. Malik Hooker just walks in.
During the Ohio State-Michigan game and other football games and practices this season, the Buckeyes wear a microchip on their shoulder pads. The wearable technology is so small, players don't even notice the device that's tracking their speed, distance, and direction traveled in real time. The football players and now wrestlers and lacrosse athletes at Ohio State are the test subjects for Wright-Patterson Air Force Base researchers looking to improve military performance. Dr. Josh Hagen with the 7-Eleven Human Performance Wing at Wright-Patt is leading the study.
Just from some of the advances in microelectronics and nanotechnology, we can actually now start embedding these different sensors on the human body. So embedding things into compression shirts or watches or Band-Aids. So that's really the construct of what we're trying to do. So if I could actually create a dashboard for the human body or the human weapon system, what does that look like? How can we actually make the operators better?
In addition to the Zebra microchip that all Ohio State football players wear, there is the Zephyr, a wireless heart monitor that 50 team members have. When not exercising, 20 more wear what's called an omega wave. It tells whether athletes are in a recovered state. Assistant Ohio State Athletic Director for Football Sports Performance, Mickey Marotti, was all in on the study from the beginning. The players had to warm up to the idea.
At first, they're, why are we doing this? Why do we have to do this? There's a lot of why questions. And then once we explain why we're doing it and how it's going to benefit them, they're all in.
Because special ops personnel are not readily accessible at Wright-Patt, Hagen is relying on Division I athletes. He receives a daily report from the team containing exertion, daily readiness, and heart rate variability. From there, the analysis begins.
We have a bunch of scientists up at Wright-Patt, everything from exercise physiologists to engineers, computer scientists, research psychologists, biochemists, and we all kind of come together under that common theme.
The goal is to help the military monitor the health of its fighters, such as ops members who consistently train hard and are always prepared for a mission and know when they are fully recovered to go back in the battlefield. Division I athletes at Ohio State also benefit. OSU football coach Urban Meyer posted on Instagram that Ohio State is a very evaluation-friendly program, and that means if it's not the very best, including hydration, nutrition, training, then we're going to get the very best. Mickey Marotti looks at the data and makes adjustments.
We just kind of talk about our different recovery protocols and some of the things we're doing to get those athletes back recovered from the stresses of being a student athlete, as well as obviously being a football player.
Some of this technology is already in use at the professional level. The Daily Dot reports the NFL has equipped every player with an RFID chip provided by tracking technology manufacturer Zebra Technologies to track the speed, distance, and direction traveled by each player in real time. The data set, branded as Next Gen Stats, will reveal new insights into the sport both for fans and front offices. Zephyr, the device that Ohio State football players wear in practice that monitors the heart rates, is already in use in professional baseball. MLB has approved the use of Zephyr BioHarness, a bigger device also measuring speed, distance, and rest and recovery. The manufacturer of the recovery wearable, OmegaWave, tells customers on its website they can make informed training and game day decisions based on objective data regarding the cardiac, central nervous, and energy supply systems. Ohio State's Marotti is learning from the data and gaining a competitive advantage.
We're measuring physiological load of the exertion of the practice, and then we're also measuring speed, distance, distance traveled, high exertions, low exertions.
Already in use at the Columbus campus is a technique adapted from the battlefield, flotation therapy, a very advanced form of both physical and mental recovery. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.